Good morning, everybody. Chayadam, Klal Dalad, we're talking about Kobi Sheerba. We raised the question in regards to hearing relatives' voices singing while a person is davening or learning. Is that permitted? So some people make an argument based on the language of the Ramah that Kol HaRogel, a voice which a person is accustomed to, is permitted. We already pointed out that that's not the point of the idea of the Ramah. The Ramah is coming to respond to the Rishonim, which say that even a woman's regular voice, not a singing voice, is prohibited. It's problematic, and there is such a Rishonim. And the Ramah is saying that that's not true, since that's a Kol HaRogel, that's the regular voice, it's not the singing voice, that is not a concern, B'shas Torah, and tefillah. But the Ramah is never on record saying that since a person is used to hearing this Erba singing, therefore it's going to be permitted to hear her singing during the time of Torah or tefillah. One area where this question comes up is regards to Zmiros. So singing Zmiros together, is a person allowed to sing Zmiros while a woman is singing along? There's an argument to be made that Zmiros do not have din of Torah or Tefillah. So we could possibly differentiate between the Zmiros, which are Psukim, Mizmor David, Esh Haskayel, and the Zmiros, which were poems which are composed, they're poems of praise to Hashem, but they're not intrinsically Torah or Tefillah. So there's much more of a leniency in those type of Zmiros. That would preclude a woman singing Esh Haskayel together with men, or Mizmor LaDavid together with men. Most of the Zmiros would not be applicable. There is an argument to be made, and some make this argument, that when a person is singing Shirei Kodesh, so the Yetzirah doesn't apply. There is a quote from the Chidah. The pasuk says, "V'tosha Devora uBarak Ben Avinoam," that Devora sang this Shira together with Barak. So how is it possible for Devora and Barak to sing this Shira together? So the pasuk title of the pasukim of V'tosha over there does not mean that she sang it with a singing voice. Shira is, as it's used in the language of Tanakh, refers to poetry. So that means they composed this praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which was a poetic praise as opposed to prose, means the words had much more into them than just, it was used in a metaphorical way as opposed to a straightforward way. But the Chidah does say, at the moment of Hashras Hashkina, a woman is allowed to sing and there's no concern because of hearer, because when the Ginei Shkina is there, there is Yira, and therefore there'd be no problem for a man and woman to sing together. Now, if the Isser is an Isser of hearer, that makes sense, so that the hearer is no longer applicable. But a situation where the Isser is because of intrinsically Chazal gave it in of Erva, we pointed out that even though there's no Chashash of hearer, it still be Usser. So to permit it based on that Svara alone. Some say that we can't prove from Shiras Devora. Shiras Devora was moments of Nevuah, and that's not really something which is going to be something to build upon. There is a quote from Shlomo Zalman in Michel Shlomo Chela Gemu, where Shlomo Zalman is quoted to say, regards to Shira Bezmira Shal Shabbos B'chag, the minig is to be Mekel, but to hear the Shira of relatives Stam, it's going to be that it's not appropriate. In the Sefer Es Snuim Chachma, which we've quoted before, he finds that he says that this is the minig. That's interesting to see that's the minig. He found in a Sefer which was composed by Rosham Zalman's great nephew that he says that he was the one who indicates that he was the one who asked the question to Rosham Zalman. And the question was regards to hearing the Shira of a sister over the age of 11 years old, which we raised that question. And Rosham Zalman said the minhag is to be mekel, to hear that shira. So he's not discussing the issur of Torah and Tefillah, some of the general issur of hearing them sing. So a situation where the individual himself is not singing, but he's hearing his sister sing Zemiris, would that be problematic? And he says that the minhag is to be makel on that, because even a sister doesn't have that problem, even over the age of 11 years old. But he would recommend that even that makes sense by Zemiris, etc., that it's permitted, but stop to have the brothers hearing the sisters singing would be not appropriate. So therefore, that is... it's not relevant to our discussion. As it's quoted in the Michel Shlomo, it seems to be relevant, but based on the source, which was quoted in a Sefer Katan Mahalich Hosov, and that Sefer, which is written by Rav Shlomo Zalman's great nephew, he is the one who presented the question, which is quoted in Michel Shlomo, and that's how he clarified what exactly Rav Shlomo Zalman's question was and what the answer was in regards to that. Now, the next question is there any type of leniency by the fact that multiple people are singing together? Does that create any leniency? Beth Hashem will clarify that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.